Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Radio, and that means Neuro-Linguistic Innovation Radio. And it really says, neuro is mind, and word, linguistic means words, and that's how we live, words in our mind. But tonight I want to talk about something that the world has went away from. And that is the meaning of Labor Day, the 4th of July, and Memorial Day, but most of all Labor Day. We have really, really stepped back and forgot the meaning of Labor Day. Labor Day is the one that gives us our quality of life that started after we got away from child labor, which we use today through free trade agreements. And something that I've really come to realize and people don't understand, if the United States wouldn't have got off the gold standard, we would not have free trade today because our wages would be down. And the reason our wages have to be so high is because the dollar has no buying power. That is really where we stand today. And we're putting too much money in one place. And it's not because they're CEOs. It's not because this. But what it does, it takes away from the bottom line of the economy. And wages are the bottom line of the economy. And that is something we really have to pay attention to. And the gold standard give us a solid value for our money. And today, we don't have that because we're afraid of wealth and success. We live in the 1930s and the 30s poverty consciousness. We're afraid to expand because they say inflation's going to do this and this is going to do that. Well, that's all fine and good, but it's not true. You know, you got to have a kind of an inflationary pressure on the economy because the wages have to go up. And here's something for all the business people and all the college educated to think about. Take people out of your business and how long are you in business? And see, people think by cutting wages and cutting this, we're really expanding, but actually we're cutting the prosperity vibration of this country throughout the universal vista. Whenever you lower your prices or do something, you really are setting yourself up for poverty. We understand poverty. We've done it for the last 5,000 years. Everything costs too much except for when it's yours. And that's what this country and world is really, really stagnated in. I mean, we're really stagnated in poverty because prosperity is not in a computer and in a college education book. Prosperity is in the heart of the people. And see, we listen to the pundits of the world saying, oh my God, look what they've done for us. And really, if it isn't in a computer, does this world understand it at all anymore? I can say this for a fact. I used to be able to do fractions and add and subtract fractions in my head. I started using the computer because it was easier and quicker. I can't do it now. We have got away from the fundamentals of life. And that is what we're getting back to. Engaging in ideas amongst each other. And that's something that we've really fallen by the wayside on. We're actually afraid to have a conversation with each other about an idea because everybody has to be right, and my idea is the only one that'll work. And I listen to this, and I pay close attention to this now in all facets of my life. And I'm working here in Utah, and everybody has a way to figure out how to blame labor. And yes, labor is going to be the blame because we're the ones physically doing it. On a computer, you got an escape button or a delete button. But here, every time you hit a delete button on a computer, in the physical world, that's a near miss, a mistake, or a do-over, or something you have to do twice. Just because you can hit a delete button on a computer, that doesn't mean everything is going to go away and everything is going to just do what it does. That isn't what's happening. It really means things are going downhill. And as everything goes downhill, it goes down. And if we go through it, we forget that we can't do this. And we really are caught up in a poverty of history, because we think we have to forcefully take everything. But if you watch, you can do it without being forceful. You can do it by just being who you are and doing what you do. And as you do this, you're opening your eyes to seeing what's going on in life. But we're so afraid of each other. And today they got us pitted against each other through monetary value. And that's what it is. Oh, I got bills. I got this. And we've been on the treadmill of debt. And I'm guilty of that. I'm not going to sit here and lie to anything. And I'm not going to do anything to be different about it. You know, we just got to get honest with ourselves. We got to get back to where savings, you put money in the bank where it's pretty safe and you can make a decent interest rate, 5 to 7%. The stock market is preying on the low interest rate, and that's where everybody's putting their money, and it fluctuates. The stock market's a lot like playing a roulette wheel. Only thing is you got facts and figures. And what the stock market and the Wall Street don't figure is the human side of this, the people side. We're almost non-existent in their models. And that's something people have to open their eyes to. We have forgotten people. And we have forgotten them very, very I think we have forgotten them intentionally. We've become so caught up in the corporate fascism of the world that we forget that it's you and I that make businesses successful. It isn't the CEOs and the being cheap and cutting. It's people buying the products and having a spendable income after paying the bills that does this. And that is something that we're really, really not paying attention to as people. We're disavowing our wow, our wisdom, optimism, and wealth to be the product. Wealth is inside us. It's in our heart. We got to really punctuate who we are in the universe. And we really have to quit listening to the computers and all the studies out there. Everybody, as soon as I hear a study, is it a white right wing or left wing group doing a study? Because you can put the information into the computer and the computer will spit it out just the way you want it to. You know, the middle class and the hourly worker have no political party. The Republicans are for the rich and the Democrats, I'm not sure who they're for. I don't think they know. They're trying to be for everybody, so they ain't for anybody. And that's something I've really started to notice. We need a labor party for the middle class and we can have the majority of the Congress because we control the voting bloc. If people understood, you know, this is the honest God fact. I'm a union member, and we elected new officers a year ago. And to this day, there's people in the IBEW that don't even know who Joe Peters is or the business manager we elected. I've talked to people. They don't even understand Ed Hill is the president and is a head of the IBEW, the chief financial officer or whatever. And there's people out there that work in the IBEW, and they don't even know who the leaders are. You know, you can talk to most of the people on the street, and they don't even know who their local leaders are. People, you want the country, you have to be politically savvy to what's going on in the world. But we think we're going to do it through love and spirituality. Well, the spirituality you're going to experience is in the physical world. That's where your spirit is going to meet with your spiritual energies of your physical world. We're so afraid to see this world with challenges, we'd rather cover them up because it's easier. We think the more we can cover up, the better off we are. And when we're covering up something, the only thing we're really covering up is our own self. And when you stick your head in the sand and stick your butt in the air, what's getting kicked and kicked hard and repeatedly? Your butt. And right now, the hourly worker and the middle class is taking it because we don't understand the people in power are really in cahoots with the people that are they have an understanding that they have to fight. And it is a fight for competition is a fight for everything. And people really, really get down on each other because they have to have more, be smarter. Than the other person. And we really have to really open up. And this is something I just wrote and posted on the internet. I'm hearing a lot of people are saying who you surround yourself with, and oh, you got to be this and you got to be that and you got to surround yourself. Here's what I wrote, and this is what this is really the way it is. I instantly realized I can be around anybody in the world because the only one that can steal my dreams is me, and I refuse to give myself that right. So I take flight in my divine light to unleash. Unleashing my intrepid insight, I'm masking my canonized abilities, unveiling my shark attack action to see the world blow with galvanizing gusto now to eternity. And that is what's going to open up your life. And see, you got to understand, people that are entering your life ain't entering it just to enter it. They're entering it as a mirror of you. Because everybody wants to surround themselves with the certain people. Well, actually, you're setting yourself up for failure, because when you surround yourself with yay-sayers, you're not hearing the naysayer that's going to make you go inside yourself. This world wants to hear all yeses and no nos, but sometimes a no is a yes. And that's something we really have to expand into. Because we don't understand all the time what's happening in the big world. But it's up to you and me to open up our innovative talent. And as we talk more about the gold standards, you know, everybody, you know, I hear from everybody a lot. Oh, the gold standard, it's outdated. It's no good for us. Gold today is still the price of a high-priced luxury car. 100 ounces of gold is 200,000 now. That's because the dollars are 1900, you know, and that is still the price of everything. But see, gold has to go up now. And that, yeah, it's $200,000. Well, it's a Ferrari now instead of a Cadillac. But the gold and the paper money is so far out of whack that something's going to happen to bring it back. But here's something to pay attention to. And that is the gold. Is it in a flux, a rising point to set it up so people, the manipulators of the world send off the price and take people's money. The guys that manipulate the economies of the world, they've been doing it for a long time. And they understand how to make it go for us. They know how to manipulate us into the deal. It's done many, many ways, but the media and them will, the media will procrastinate and announce their ways to get it done. And see, that's the thing. We live in the manipulation of words. And words can do anything with you. Words are worse than actually a physical punch because words carry a neurolinguistic presence inside of us and a neurolinguistic prudence inside us. And that is something that we really have to be aware of in our life because we're going to always step forth and be caught up in things. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom Neuro Innovation Coaching is about. It's about giving you a visionary vocabulary to open your eyes to see your life flow in the glow of your genuine, lively, omnipotent wisdom. And that is something that the world is afraid of, is our own wisdom. We encompass way more wisdom than anything we've ever developed or engulfed in. And as we're going forward in this, we're moving forward, and we're starting to see cracks of spiritual light shine upon us. But the computers and the manipulation of corporate America is still infused in us. And that's where Labor Day comes in. You know, all the college graduates today that hate the union and they're against the union, they should be grateful for the unions because it's the people that died on picket lines and in the labor movement in the early 1900s that sacrificed their life for the eight-hour day, the weekends off. A lot of the guys and ladies that are college graduates today may be in the sweatshop if it wasn't for the union. And Scott Walker out of Wisconsin, he might want to be one of the grateful ones because without the union and the people standing up to stand in the picket lines and stand up for higher wages and stand up for what they believed in a labor movement, this country may not be where it's at today. Yes, we got challenges, but it's still a better country. See, this country is not going to ever be destroyed from an enemy without. Al-Qaeda has no chance. Absolutely no chance. But they have an opportunity to watch us feed ourselves through fears rather than move our way forward. And that's something we have to keep our eyes open to, is the talent and the power of this country. We have astronomical power in this country, but we're also afraid to do anything because, oh no, what's going to happen to me? I may not get my whatever I want. But here's the thing. You can't have everything you want without being willing to sacrifice. And that sacrifice is really a misnomer, because we really sit there in a quandary of what to do. Well, you already understand what to do, but it goes against your humanoid principles, and that's where we really get caught up and really become fearful, is in the humanoid stuff. We are so afraid that we don't have the talent and the prosperous ideas within inside us, and we're unwilling to take 10 to 15 years to be successful. That is where the big thing is. We are really afraid to be successful. Because success doesn't come without confessing to yourself that you have challenges and some things didn't go the way you thought they should. And you know, when the people started the labor movement, what were they thinking? They were going against a government and everybody, especially the corporate elitists at that time, they were going against them. They had all the votes and everything. And in the 60s, the labor actually controlled the country. But they also went into country club attitude. If you ain't related to somebody. Then when Reagan did what they did to the air traffic controllers, the unions, the people in the union were so cocky they forgot to stand up. And it wasn't that Reagan did the thing. It's the union people allowed it more than anything. And today, the union leadership has no clue on what to do. When I first got in the union, there's something they could do that was just unbelievable. They could facilitate a job better than anything I ever seen. And now we've got too many college graduates running work, and the loose ends are just unbelievable. And you know, the thing I've noticed since 2003 is we don't facilitate nothing anymore in any kind of building. They do it off a computer, and a lot of times we do it 5 and 6 times because they really don't have the experience and the concept of what's going on. And that's kind of the way the whole world is. It kind of mirrors the construction trade, because the construction trade has lost its way. It really, really has. And we've lost it because of the lack of knowledge. We've lost it because the knowledge retired, and the contractors today want young people that will just do whatever they say. And see, the contractor, he puts the bid out, but he used to have people that could really run the work and facilitate the job for him. Now nobody wants to hear they have challenges or anything in life. And that is something that we really have to open our eyes to. And no matter how a job goes, labor gets blamed for it. Well, we are probably to blame because we're the ones putting it in 5 and 6 times because management screwed up. This country has a challenge with looking in the mirror and says, oh, that's my fault. I did that. I've got to take responsibility. And if you go to all these companies that are failing or flailing, you're going to find out that the same thing has been going on for a long period of time. you look at the 80s and you look at today and you listen to, we got a campaign coming up for president. What's the difference? They're taking away from the working class to give to business. And as business takes away from the working class and the hourly workers and the small businesses, you're taking away from the bottom line. Wages are the bottom line of this country. You know, and if you're paying attention, they'll always say small business is going to lead us out. But yet they do everything with legislation to hurt the union. I mean, to hurt the working people and the small business. You know, they talk out of both sides of the mouth. They're what we call a scissor mill. We're going to give everybody what they want, but in the end, all we're going to give, the only ones we're going to give it to is the corporations, because they give us the biggest campaign. And it's the 527s that are out there that are really hurting the country, the nonprofits. See, they can only do so much through campaign legislation, I mean campaign contribution, but through 527. And American people, it's up to us to take the country back with innovation. We got to start building the country of with what we have going on and how we're doing it and what's happening, because it's up to us to do the right thing. The leaders are actually looking for the hourly workers and the blue collar to lead them out of this. And that is something you really have to do . And we really have to open our eyes to move forward, because we have to open our eyes to the manipulation and how we've been twisted and turned in the same rhetoric for the last 30 years. And they slowly took in the wealth out of the country because they lowered the wages and exported the innovation out of this country. And that's what Labor Day brought us, was the weekends, the 40-hour work, one person working, mom or dad staying home. But we've lost that because we've become a society of high speed, no grease, and we got to have everything. But we've also been manipulated when we got off the gold standard. When we got off the gold standard, we really hurt this country and we hurt ourselves. And I also want to take a minute and send some prayers down to Louisiana, to where Hurricane Isaac and everybody that is happening. We want to send a heartfelt prayer and hope Isaac goes away quick and the people down there are back to living their normal life after everything's picked up. But anyway, I really want you guys, I really want the prayers to go out. But really, open your eyes to your innovative talents. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom and Innovation Coaching, and that's what I do. My website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My email address is cwby@wsdm@gmail.com. It's Cowboy Wisdom with no vowels at Gmail. My phone number is 702-755-9410. And Uwe Olansky will be here Thursday night, and I just mispronounced her name. But anyway, we will enjoy this. But anyway, Labor Day is probably the most misunderstood. That's what gives us our quality of life, because they fought through legislation, through giving their lives. And anyway, everybody have a great Tuesday night, and we will see you Thursday night. In a good way, and I am Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Innovation Coaching. And good night, and we'll see you next Thursday night.